Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning. In today's program, we tell you about composting, one of the easiest and important gardening projects, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Ajui James Soyes. Thank you for joining us.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Compost is a natural, easy, and inexpensive way to build nutrients in the soil. You may use various materials around the home, such as leaves, food scraps, and skins. Compost serves as fertilizer. Rhonda's acting marketing manager, Einstein McLean, tells us the key to creating a great compost heap.
You want to actually select an area that is shaded, cool, not too hot, and not too wet. And you want to find an area that is basically free from weed growth, etc. Reason being for selecting an ideal shaded area for a compost heap is that what breaks down the material are microbes. These are aerobic microbes, and they need adequate cool, moist environment and adequate air. So what this actually does is that it makes the condition of the compost so suitable that the microbes act fast.
Composting also improves soil structure, increases nutrient content, uses less water, and wards off plant diseases. A compost heap is made up of waste, but not all waste can be used.
You want to ensure that you don't add any meat, cooked food, dog droppings, cat droppings, no dairy products, no dead animals, no household chemicals must be added to the compost because you attract rodents and other animals towards it that can disturb the process.
Now that you know what to use, it's time to start building your compost heap.
An ideal compost heap is 30 centimeters for household persons who are doing their little backyard gardening. But for a huge farmer, 90 centimeters is ideal in height.
The next step in the process is to pack the heap. Here's how that's done.
At the base of the pile, you want to pack those materials that are bigger. For example, the dry sticks. Above that, you can add the grass cuttings. Bear in mind that these layers is ideal between 1 to 2 inches high. Let's say you have one layer of the stick, another layer of grass cuttings, you can add another layer of kitchen peelings, you add another layer of manure, then you add another layer of leaves, and ensure that the top layer, you use soil.
The compost heap has been established, but you'll now need to ensure it is properly maintained.
It's ideal that you check it on a daily basis to ensure that it's moist. If we're not getting a lot of rain, you want to sprinkle it with some water to keep it moist. You want to also ensure that you turn the compost. Once you have established the heap, after about 2 weeks, you want to put whatever material is on the bottom, you put it on top. Whatever material is on the right side, go on the left side. Or whatever is inside the middle is exposed. You're mixing the compost. And you can do that at least once a week until the compost is finished.
And after that labor, you will start reaping the benefits from this process.
Because it's a fertilizer, it can be used in the compost heap, which goes back into the farm.
Rada's acting marketing manager, Einstein McLean. And now for our proverb of the day.
The more you look, the less you see.
Translation, the more you look, the less you will see. And this means it is impossible to know every single detail about any matter. Also, the more you find out, the less you know. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Please join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Ajui James Soyes wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.